Welcome to the Fuller Money Audio Commentary. This is David Fuller on Tuesday, the 16th of November, recording at 9:03 p.m. Greenwich Mean Time. Well, do you remember when I said a few days ago, and I think probably more than once a few weeks ago, possibly as well, that with the oil price off the boil and Bush re-elected for a second term, that really the main thing that stock markets would have to worry about over the short term would be the prospect for higher interest rates. Well, there was a collective wake-up call here today because the U.S. government showed that prices paid to producers rose last month by the most since 1990. Well, what that means is that those who felt that the Federal Reserve was probably less likely to raise interest rates by another quarter of a point in December are now reassessing fast, and the specter of inflation increasing has crept back onto the stage. Well, there's always got to be something to worry about, and this is it. How serious will it actually be? Well, my feeling is that it's enough to cause a bit of a consolidation here for stock markets, which have had one heck of a run by any measure, and that would probably be healthy overall. So I don't think it's a derailing item, but we certainly saw a bit of selling pressure in here today. Nothing great, but we had maybe an anticipation of this. We had somewhat softer markets in Asia and also in Europe and the U.S., with Wall Street closing near the lows of the day, with the Dow down 62.5, just under 8.5 on the S&P 500 index and 15.5 on the NASDAQ composite. Overall, though, I think that a consolidation, little bit of a pullback, bit of ranging is likely to be the extent of the risk here near term. I do feel that the other factors that people have been concentrating on, and not to mention the, or not least, the very abundant liquidity that still exists, can fuel this market a bit higher. But that liquidity tap is not going to be remain open indefinitely, and indeed, and the Fed is probably already thinking about to what extent it reins it in, from here onwards. Okay, elsewhere, bonds now, again, I'm more relaxed on stock markets here than partly because the U.S. bond market held up pretty well, and if inflation fears and the prospect of lots of further additional rate hikes in the near term were troubling the market, we would have seen the U.S. Treasury bonds tank. But they didn't do that. They closed down here a little bit on the day. Looks like for 30 seconds, last trade at 112.14. Now, in currency markets, as you know, the euro has been worrying mightily about all this jawboning that's been coming from Europe. And indeed, the ranks who are willing to step forward and rub their hands together a little bit. Not too many bellicose threats, although there have been a few of those a little earlier on. But certainly lots of worrying going on, trying to worry the euro back down a bit. And that hasn't met with much success in here today, but the euro is off the high. It got back up to very close to the 130 level again, 129.96. It's currently trading 129.57. My hunch is we'll get a break on the upside, that we're seeing a consolidation here right now. We're certainly not going to get, in my view, any unilateral intervention, and the chances of multilateral intervention I regard as very, very low. If I'm wrong on that, and we did see multilateral intervention to support the dollar, I would be absolutely astonished, and then I would say, right, that's it. We are very much into the end game for the dollar's decline, because multilateral intervention only occurs when the major governments, by that I mean involved in the, for the reserve currencies, view a currency's move, particular currency's move, as being such an overshoot that it is prejudicial to their economic and financial interests, all of their economic and financial interests. Then and only then do we get multilateral intervention, and that has always succeeded in reversing currency trends, not usually at the first go, but within a month or so. Okay, so I still expect the euro to push a bit higher, but it's not my currency of choice. The Australian dollar is, as you know, and that's been quite quite firm in here as well. What else is going on here of interest? Again, no real dollar rally anywhere on the currency front. Metals, we had a bit of profit taking in the industrial metals here today. Just want to put my screen up to have a look at that. And I see tin, that's been in such a narrow range. And that was down, which I do own, that was down $125, closing at 9,000. So it's, once again, it's encountering resistance near the higher side of the range. Lead, which I also own, down 10.5, putting it in 942. But this still looks more like a consolidation than anything else. These are modest reactions in here today, and I think partly people have walked away from some of these, perhaps, or some of the demand that had been supporting them. We certainly haven't seen any aggressive selling, but some of the money that was flowing into them, that's a better way to put it, has been diverted to precious metals here recently. And we have seen gold push back up over that 440 level once again. It backed off late in the day, currently 439.55, but that's up 280 on the day and really very steady. The only precious metal was down was platinum, but that had rallied smartly last week. Palladium firm at 222. And silver generally firm here at 756. I maintain that these are all buys on weakness, and that we will see them move higher. I'm told, I haven't looked at the chart myself today, but that we've had a new high on the CRB commodity index. One of the reasons for that is that despite the softness in the petroleum contracts, that a number of the grains have been firming here recently, and they are a significant weighting within that index. Now, nothing spectacular here today, but I notice the soybeans are up 4.75. That takes the January contract to 5.40.5. Now, around 5.50, there's some lateral and psychological resistance, and a break above that that holds for more than a day or two, we'll get a number of bean traders, to sit up and take notice. It would start to look interesting on the, well, I think it looks interesting now on the charts, but it would look more interesting for a good many people. I do expect that move to take place, and I remain long. The other grains, I think we're just sort of quietly steady in here today, but it does look, given the loss of downside momentum that we've seen overall, that we may well have commenced a bottoming out process of an indeterminate length. I regard this as very much a baby steps environment, and I will probably increase my activity in this area before long, but I don't want to pay up. I want to buy on the setbacks, which is the essential aspect of baby steps accumulation in what are depressed markets. Now, coffee had such an explosive move yesterday, as you may recall. I have an interest there as well. Now, the Arabica U.S. traded contract gave up about half of yesterday's gain, and the London contract, which I is the one that I own at present, had an explosive start. I kind of looked a gift horse in the mouth there, and might well have halved my position on that move. I thought about it, but didn't, and that gave up most of the gain, but still closed up $8 on the day. But that puts the January contract at 678 versus its high on the day this morning at 714. But overall, given the dynamics that we've seen, and given that news that has come out of Brazil about holding back some supplies, I just think that this is going to be giving some very favorable signals on the computers used by the momentum boys, and I'll be surprised and disappointed if we don't see some further gains. Now, as I mentioned on the website, I did slip back into natural gas a little bit too soon on the day, since I picked it up at 8 and it closed, well, trading after hours, but it's about a quarter of a dollar below where I picked it up. Say it was my smallest foray into natural gas of the 10 trades that I've had in it so far this year, and that's because it's a little bit dangerous, a little bit, when a market's in retreat like that, even though it's approaching some prior support, and you may think it's beginning to get overextended, and you're starting to see some demand come in, like yesterday's upward dynamic. Unfortunately, mostly offset in here today. But even when you're seeing that, it still has the feel of, well, catching a falling knife. One does it very, very carefully. But if that moves lower, I would almost certainly increase my long position. But again, subject to how the chart looks, and not only in absolute terms, but relative to other opportunities. There are, I feel, a lot of opportunities in this market. I hope so, because I've got one heck of a lot of positions currently, although none of them are massive. The biggest one is my Australian dollar long against the US dollar. So, roll on Wednesday and let's see what drama that brings. Good night.